This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Twins lead the Orioles 6-3. Let's keep positive here, Jason.
It's what we do, Bo.
That is what we do. Jackson Holliday, 2-for-3, including a mammoth. Home
son,
run.
Jackson hit a jack, son.
And also, in his first at-bat, where he's batting leadoff today, one pitch, single to right field, stole second base, and then tried to steal third, but he got thrown out.
I'm here for
so
it.
So I'm here for it,
what spring training's
too.
For.
Exactly. And how many times have we brought up this team needs to run more?
Absolutely, positively. Now, look, do I want him going crazy in fake games? No, but here and there, just to get his legs under him and to get him used to it and just to have him in the mindset of timing up pitchers and getting a book on pitchers, absolutely. It was mind-boggling. He didn't get on base a ton, but when he did, especially as the offense was cratering in the second half of the season, why he wasn't trying to take second automatically, especially when they were against some less-than catchers. This is the time for that experimentation. This is the time to keep him at second base and to bat him leadoff, get him as many plate appearances as possible during the 5 or 6 innings that he'll play. Soon enough, that'll probably expand to some full games. This is exactly what he should be doing. I said he should be in a lot of these B games, the traveling and all that. Yes, he needs to do it. He should do it. He is their second baseman. We talk about people being handed things or not handed things. Like, that's pretty much set up. So get him as much of a runway in these fake games as possible.
Colton Cowser went 1-for-3. Heston Kerstad has gone 1-for-3. Pitching side, Zach Eflin, making his Grapefruit League debut today, went 2 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits. Albert Suarez, just a second appearance, but he got hammered. 2 2/3, 6 hits, 5 earned, 2 walks for Suarez.
Yeah,
it's spring training.
Yeah. He's a guy who I think they should be looking to get 6 to 9 outs out of him, 2 to 3 times a week. I think that's the role for him. I think his stuff will play up in that sort of role. I think the way he sort of prepares himself and paces himself through a long season would improve. I think the less yo-yoing they do with him, the better. I'm sure he's got things he's working on. I really don't care what his box score looks like right now.
No, I'm with you. But looking at the box score yesterday, Orioles beat the Blue Jays 11-8. Grayson Rodriguez made his spring debut, went an inning and 2/3, scoreless, 2 strikeouts, didn't even allow a base runner. And Matt Wyrick, friend of the show, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, tweeted out a blurb of one of his latest pieces for the paper, saying, in addition to his new pitch, Rodriguez is also getting used to a new delivery this spring. After finishing last season on the IL with a lat strain, an injury he suffered twice in the past 3 years, the right-hander has modified his mechanics to put less stress on the muscles by starting his throwing motion from a higher position. Here is a quote from Grayson because we do not get the audio. I want to take a lot of the load out of my lat, Rodriguez said. Used to, I kind of brought the ball down a little bit further. Right now, I'm working on keeping the arm up and utilizing the scapular muscle more to take that pressure off the lat.
I love it. I mean, I think the moment we heard, I mean, I remember watching the game on the MLB app when I'm like, why is this kid not in the majors already? And he suffered that injury in Norfolk and it kind of looked like nothing at first, and they kind of acted like it was nothing at first, and then it basically torpedoed the rest of that season and kept him from reaching the majors that year. And so when there was a reoccurrence of anything that looked remotely like it last year, it scared the bejesus out of me, and it had me thinking this will be longer than... Remember, immediately, instantly, they were kind of like, it just should be, you know, the minimum timeout, and it wasn't. So the fact that they're being holistic about this and looking at... some things they can do within his mechanics to try to alleviate the strain on that muscle group and to maybe not have this become a chronic thing, I think is obviously really smart. And the fact that the early returns are positive are great. Now, I also know that pitching is a fatigue exercise. And no matter what adjustment you make and maybe where you're holding the ball, as you tire through outings and as you tire through a season, I think things slip. You maybe are feeling something else somewhere else, so you alter things to help yourself alleviate that ouchie, which then makes you susceptible to this ouchie. So, but the fact that they may have found some corrective measures to at least mitigate the prevalence of this in the future could be huge.
It's got to be priority number one for Grayson Rodriguez and the team for Grayson Rodriguez is he's got to hit the post this year because it wasn't just the lat last year. Remember, he had the IL stint in April because of the shoulder fatigue. He's got to stay healthy this year to take the next step.
They've built this thing in a way that as much as they want to talk about their depth and all that, I'm not buying Bradish doing anything. You're not hearing any sort of positive updates about Chase McDermott. So that's already looking like that could be compromised. I don't think you want to yo-yo Suarez again. They're going to need a six-man rotation at some point in time because of Sagano and what he's used to. I know the schedule's easy early. But you look at all those factors and Charlie Morton being 41. They need to have a Grayson Rodriguez make 30-some starts. You take that out of the mix as well, and I think the margins start to get a little too slim.
At 3:30, we're going to get back into the Ravens. We're going to give you a six-pack, six things the Ravens need to do differently. But coming up next, we're always fired up when Jimmy Patsos is in studio, and he will be joining us. What did Jimmy think of the game-ending sequence to the Terps game? Jacoby Gillespie, did he take that shot too early? We'll also break down that game, take a look at Penn State as well. Jimmy Patsos joins us in studio next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.